can't believe I'm still here. I should have walked out as soon as he said, "Name your price." I don't have a price. I cannot be bought. So why I'm sitting across from this jerk, expecting him to somehow convince me to stay, I have no idea. I pull my phone out of my purse, anticipating the need to call for a car should this get any worse. Mr. Carmichael, while I'm grateful for your purchases today, I don't think that entitles you to...
Wait, what?
He seems shocked at my inference, as if he didn't just offer me money for dates as some sort of quid pro quo.
I'm not entitled to anything here. Trust me, I completely fucked up what I'm trying to ask of you. This could not have gone any more wrong if I tried.
He chuckles to himself and rakes a hand through his hair, and the dimples make another appearance. Damn it, those dimples can't save him every time. I don't like that I'm reacting to him this way, or giving in when I know I should walk away. Shit, I should most likely run as far from him as I can. But he mentioned this might help our business too, and if that's possible, I need to consider it, even if it is with this asshole. However, I have to figure out a way to be in his presence and not get weak-kneed at the same time. That's proving more difficult than I imagined.